Dear Elisa, culture of corruption is crippling the Biden presidency. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2023. A culture of corruption is crippling the Biden presidency, Representative Dear Elisa, RCA, said in a statement on Tuesday following the launch of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's RCA formal impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Elisa remarked, "I fully support the decision today by Speaker McCarthy. The initial evidence uncovered by this Congress is overwhelming, and the time has come. As a senior member of the Judiciary Committee, I look forward to contributing to this inquiry and revealing the full facts regarding the president's actions." Elisa added that the evidence against Biden is both troubling and incontrovertible. From his earliest days in office, President Biden has misstated key facts about his knowledge, participation, and profiteering from the selling of access and the peddling of influence undertaken by his family and friends. He continued, adding that Biden has inappropriately delayed, denied, and stonewalled congressional inquiry and oversight into one scandal of his term after another. Further, Elisa said Biden has relentlessly misled the American people. Enough is enough. With this formal inquiry, Congress will utilize its full capabilities to conduct its constitutional duty and complete a full unearthing of the culture of corruption that is crippling this presidency and staining the highest office in the land, he added. Other members of Congress expressed strong support for the impeachment inquiry as well. "Our work on the House Oversight Committee produced evidence that President Biden continually lied to the American people about his involvement in his family's shady business dealings," Representative Nick Langworthy, RNY, said. He continued, "We've uncovered millions in foreign money to various Biden family members, and we know President Biden was involved in meetings with Hunter's foreign business ties. I applaud Speaker McCarthy for initiating this logical next step to use the full power of the House to bring answers to the American people, and I look forward to working with my colleagues on the Oversight Committee, under the exceptional leadership of Chairman Comer, to bring transparency and accountability to this administration." Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, the GOP House Conference Chair, said she is committed to ensuring that we uncover the truth about what I believe will prove to be the biggest political corruption and criminal scandal in our nation's history. "An impeachment inquiry will allow the American people to finally see the proof of Biden's corruption. If the House sends an impeachment to the Senate, I will vote for the accountability Tennesseans want to see," Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, remarked. The statements followed McCarthy's historic announcement, in which he detailed why he decided to move forward with a full impeachment inquiry, citing mounds of evidence of malfeasance. "Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings," McCarthy said, noting that witnesses testified that Biden joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions. "Dinners resulted in cars and millions of dollars into his son's and his son's business partners," McCarthy continued, noting that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. Finally, despite these serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration, treatment they not otherwise would have received if they were not related to the president. "These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption," McCarthy said, noting that he did not make this decision lightly. "Regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans. The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale," he continued, urging Biden to fully cooperate with this investigation in the interest of transparency. Watch, President Biden did lie, McCarthy announces impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden.